愿大家平安。
Peace be to all of you。
我们继续早上来学习，对着会幕安营。
We continue to study the topic that we studied in the morning, and camping around His tabernacle。
这是神对摩西的指示，要叫他吩咐以色列百姓这样做。
This is the word of the Lord to Moses that the Israelites should obey。
今天也告诉我们，我们要过一个，以教会为中心的家庭生活。
This also tells us that today we should also live a life centered around the church.
这是使徒教会的生活模式。
This is the mold that is made in the apostolic church.
这也是我们真耶稣教会初期的生活模式。
It is also the framework that is created in the early church of our True Jesus Church.
但是现在好像渐渐我们生活的重心从教会改变到，我们自己所设定的优先顺序。
However, slowly this framework has changed into our own priorities in life.
那如果我们以教会为中心，第一个，我们可以常常来崇敬拜神。
If we put church as the center of our lives, firstly, we can often come to worship God.
如果我们看我们尔湾教会。
If we take a look at Irvine Church.
一个礼拜大概七天，都有一些属灵的侍奉。
Every day in the week, we usually have some form of worship.
礼拜一家庭聚会。
On Mondays, we will have family services.
礼拜二有英文聚会。
On Tuesdays, we have English fellowships.
礼拜三有聚会或查经。
Wednesday nights, we will have services or Bible studies.
礼拜四有查经团契。
Thursday mornings, we will have our Bible study gathering.
礼拜五、礼拜六有聚会。
Fridays and Saturdays, we have services.
礼拜天有早祷会，九点。
And Sunday morning at 9 a.m. we have our prayer.
除了这个之外，在每天早上我们都有看到一些信徒来祷告。
Aside from this, we can see many believers come to the church to pray in the early morning.
有的是天未亮来祷告，有的是上班以前来祷告。
Some of them come before the sunrise, and some will come before they go to work.
这个都是因为我们住的很离教会不远。
This is because we all live around near the church.
所以方便我们崇拜。
It is very convenient for us to come to worship.
也方便我们来到神的殿祷告。
And it is very convenient for us to come to the house of God to pray.
那我们现在要努力的就是我们的敬拜要逐渐进入属灵化。
Now the thing that we have to pursue is that we have to make our worship to enter into its spirituality.
让我们真的能够在崇拜当中来感受神的同在跟属灵的那种充电，属灵的满足。
So that in our worship we can completely enter into the spiritual realm and experience spiritual fullness.
那第二个我们以教会为中心，就是透过团契使教会成为一个家庭。
Secondly, to have the church as our center of our lives is to have fellowship.
成为一个家庭。
As a family.
那家团契最重要一个要素就是有基督的爱。
The most important factor in a fellowship is the love of Christ.
那我们怎么知道我有没有基督的爱？
So how do we determine whether we have the love of Christ or not?
我们看愿腓立比书第一章。
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章。
The book of Philippians, chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
腓立比书第一章第八节。
Philippians, chapter 1, verse 8. For God is my witness, how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ.
这里圣经说，我体会耶稣基督的心肠，切切想念你们众人。
Here it says that for God is my witness how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ.
其实腓立比教会的信徒也不是保罗的朋友，也不是保罗的亲戚。
Actually, the members in Philippians are neither his relatives or Paul's friends.
他是保罗欧洲宣道建立的第一间教会。
It is the church established by Paul in his missionary journey to Europe.
那保罗写腓立比教书的时候，已经接近他侍奉的终点。
When Paul wrote to the Philippian church, it was nearly to the end of his servitude.
那有时间跟空间的阻隔。
It is obstructed by space and time.
但是他对腓立比教会那一种想念的心没有改变。
However, his longing for the members in Philippian church has never changed.
为什么？
Why?
他说有耶稣基督的心肠。
Because he was filled with the affection of Jesus Christ.
然后第三节。
And then in verse 3.
我每逢想念你，我就感谢神。
I thank my God upon every remembrance of you.
第4节,
Verse 4.
每次祷告为你们是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
Always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy.
所以我们可以看到保罗跟这个腓立比教会这种信徒是活泼的，是动态的。
So we can see an active and living relationship established between Paul and the members in Philippian church.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
神是活的神。
God is a living God.
所以神的爱所存在的地方是活泼的。
So wherever the love of God exists, that place is a living place.
因此我们来到教会, 如果看到弟兄姊妹, 我们会觉得很高兴。
Therefore, whenever we come to church and see other believers, we will be very happy.
那就是因为我们有主耶稣的爱。
That is because we have the love of Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到弟兄姊妹很高兴。
Therefore, we're joyful every time we see our members' face.
甚至连我们看到慕道者都很高兴。
We are even more delighted when we see the our truth-seeking friends.
因为他们来教会就是表示有机会来接受神的恩典。
Because the fact that they come to church, they will have a chance to receive the grace of God.
那我们有基督的爱，看到一个人得神恩典，我们就觉得非常的喜乐。
When we have the love of God and we see that other people receiving the grace of God, we will be completely delighted.
但是当我们没有机会看到教会的信徒。
But when we don't have a chance to see the members in our church,
比方说我们到外去旅游或者到很远的地方去出差。
For example, we're sent to overseas for work or for vacation.
有时候我们会想念教会。
Sometimes we belong after the church.
为什么?
Why?
因为有神的爱在我们中间。
Because there's love among us.
所以如果我们离开不会想念，见的不会没有感觉， 这个表示我们里面有基督的爱已经渐渐冷淡。
If we have departed from each other for a long time and yet we do not long for one another, it means that the love of Christ within us has faded away.
但是当教会不断祷告被圣灵充满,
but when the church keeps on praying and is filled with the Holy Spirit,
圣灵会把神的爱浇灌在我们当中,
the Holy Spirit will pour into our hearts the love of Christ,
使这个教会的在爱里面呢, 更加有活泼的互动。
So that this church can be very vibrant in interacting with one another.
就是能够有美好的团契。
That we can have a beautiful fellowship.
那团契如果做得好, 教会的流失就会减少。
If we do a good fellowship, then we will have a higher retaining rate.
因为当一个人有美好的团契, 他跟附近的同龄有一个属灵的这种联谊。
Because once we have a good fellowship, we have a spiritual bond with all our brothers and sisters.
那他就不会流失。
Then we will not lose away.
一个人会流失常常是在教会里面很孤单。
Oftentimes we are gone astray because we are lonely in the church.
虽然是在一起在同一个会堂，但是彼此之间没有关系。
Even though we are always together in the chapel, however, we do not have a relationship among one another.
那没有一个属灵的关联在里面。
There's no spiritual bond among us.
我们遇到困难，我们自己一个在挣扎。
And whenever we meet with tribulations, we face it ourselves.
那我们天国路走不下去，我们觉得自己很软弱。
When we're unable to go continue further on our heavenly journey, we feel very weak.
那软弱挣扎到一段时间, 我们就放弃了。
When we are struggling and feeling weak for some time, we oftentimes give up.
所以团契非常重要。
Therefore, fellowship is such an important thing.
因此我们的生活要以教会为中心来建立团契的生活。
Therefore, our lives should be centered around the church, and our lives should be centered around fellowship.
那除了这个两样, 我们还来到这个教会要做什么?
Aside from these two things, what shall we do when we come to church?
如果我们从圣经来看,
If we turn to the Bible,
来教会就是要宣道。
To come to church is to proclaim the gospel.
我们现在看马太福音第9章。
Let's first turn to the gospel of Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音第9章。
Gospel according to Matthew chapter 9.
35节。
Verse 35.
马太福音第9章35节, 请读。
Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sicknesses and every disease among the people. 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd.
37节。
37. Then he said to his disciples, The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. 38, therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
这里说, 耶稣走遍各城各乡,
here it says, Jesus went about all the cities and villages,
啊, 要宣传天国的福音,
preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
那主耶稣给他的门徒设下一个很好的榜样,
the Lord Jesus has set a very good example for his disciples.
圣经说, 我们要跟随他的脚中行,
and the Bible says we have to follow on his footsteps.
啊, 他的脚中就是 走遍各城各乡传福音。
His footsteps are scattered because he went about all the cities and villages preaching the
gospel. 每一个爱教会的同龄都希望我们教会成长。
For every believer who is love the church, we all want the church to progress.
不只是质量的成长，质的成长也是量的成长。
We not only want to progress in quality but also in quantity.
这个质的成长就是我们的 灵性越来越像主耶稣。
Our growth in quality means that our spirituality is more and more like the Lord Jesus Christ.
量的成长就是教会信徒会增加。
But the growth in quantity refers to the increase in numbers of believers in the church.
那如果有生命的 这个身体, 也一定会成长。
Because a body with life will surely grow.
所以我们都很希望教会会成长。
So we all hope that the church will grow.
那教会要怎么成长？
But how will the church grow?
圣经告诉我们，信道是从听道来的。
The Bible tells us that faith comes from hearing.
我们当中有很多人是在厄尔曼教会洗礼的。
Many among us have been baptized in Irvine Church.
我们为什么会洗礼？
Why are we baptized?
因为我们相信。
Because we believe.
我们为什么会相信？
Why do we believe?
因为有人跟我们传福音。
Because someone has preached the gospel to us.
所以教会 受洗人多不多 跟慕道者多不多 有绝对的关系。
Therefore it is a point to relate the number of people that are being baptized and the number of true seekers.
比方说我们从这一次联会完到下一次联会。
For example, from the period of time that the spiritual convocation ended to the next spiritual convocation.
如果都没有慕道者,
if we do not have true seekers at all,
那我们就不要期待说下一次布道会很多人受洗, 因为没有人, 没有人慕道怎么会有人信？
Then we cannot hope for any believer to be baptized the next time the spiritual convocation comes around.
但是如果这次联合会完, 哇, 越来越多慕道朋友。
But if after the spiritual convocation we have more and more true seeking friends,
那我们更迫切祷告, 求神怜悯同工。
Then we pray earnestly, continually to ask God to abide with us.
那下一次联合会我们就有一个期待, 神的带领会有很多人受洗。
And next time spiritual convocation comes around, we have the hope that more and more people gets baptized.
那问题是慕道者从哪里来?
But the problem is, where do these truth-seeking friends come from?
就是我们每一个人。
It is from us, every one of us.
当然我们当中有人受洗是自己走进来, 那很感谢神。
Of course, some of us have been baptized because we come into the church ourselves.
所以有时候教会的地点也很重要。
Therefore, sometimes the position, location of the church is very important.
自己走进来。
Many people walked in.
但是圣经的精神不是说门打开来自己走进来。
However, the spirit of the Bible does not refer to the fact that you open up the gates and people come in by themselves.
圣经的精神是要 走遍各城各乡。
The spirit of the Bible is to go about all the cities and villages.
所以主耶稣在拣选门徒, 说, 来, 跟从我。
Therefore, when the Lord Jesus was choosing his disciples, he said, come, follow me.
那过三年, 说, 去, 传福音。
After 3 years, he said, go and preach the gospel.
这对我们, 今天是对我们的一个命令。
This is a command to each and every one of us.
去, 传福音。
Go and preach the gospel.
那我们信主以后, 常常会有一个感觉。
After we believe in Christ, we often have this feeling.
就信主越久，外邦朋友越少。
The more we believe in Christ, the lesser of outside friends we have.
那这个外邦朋友越少, 有两个原因。
The lesser of unbelieving friends we have, this will give us two reasons.
第一个，我们没有时间去交朋友。
Firstly, we do not have the time to engage in a relationship with them.
第二个, 本来的朋友一个一个断掉了。
And secondly, our long-time friends are disconnected from us.
为什么?
Why?
因为当我们越来越靠近光的时候, 我们发现那些朋友怎么都停留在恶里面, 在黑暗里面, 我们就渐渐就不相投就断掉了。
Because the more we approach the light, we will realize that all our friends do not concur with us in our daily lives. Therefore, slowly, we have been disconnected from them.
但是为着带慕道更多的慕道者朋友来,
but in order to bring more truth-seeking friends,
我们必须要进入这个世界,
we have to go into the world.
所以借着孩子的一些活动, 我们接触很多孩子的父母。
Through the activities of our children, we will interact with other parents.
借着老人的活动, 我们接触到很多年纪大的人。
Through elderly activities, we will interact with other elderly members.
在很多不同的场合里面, 我们接触到各种不同的人。
In different settings and environments, we will come across different people.
那个叫做走遍各城各乡。
That is called going through cities and villages.
每一个我们遇到新的人, 都可能是主耶稣要拣选的人。
Every time we meet with new people, they are the potential candidate being chosen by the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以都是我们做见证的人。
These are people we should testify to.
那有时候我们常常讲哦, 要讲什么, 很深的道理, 我讲不出来。
Sometimes we think, I cannot produce a very deep sermon.
但是个人布道哦, 不需要很深的道理。
But personal evangelism doesn't require you to preach a deep sermon.
我们来看一个最短的个人布道。
Let us see an example of the shortest personal evangelism speech. Turn to John chapter
1.
Gospel of John chapter 1.
40节,
Verse 14.
40, 40节.
Verse 40. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother.
41节.
Verse 41. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, We have found the Messiah, which
42节.
Is translated the Christ. 42. And he brought him to Jesus.
Okay.
Now when Jesus looked at him, he said, You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas.
这里讲安德烈找到他自己的哥哥西门。
Here it says Andrew sought after his own brother Simon.
说我们遇见弥赛亚了。
Said we have found the Messiah.
那他也讲不出来什么。
He couldn't elaborate further.
42节带他去见耶稣，就这么简单。
Verse 42, and he brought him to Jesus. That's so simple.
所以我们遇到慕道朋友可以讲什么？
So when we meet with our truth-seeking friend, what can we say to them?
你知道吗？我真的来信耶稣以后，我得到圣灵了。
You know, after believing in Christ, I received the Holy Spirit. And then speak to them the wondrous things that take place after you have received the Holy Spirit. All these grace that you have experienced from God. Speak to them about these grace. Then you tell them, come and see.
就带到教会,
Bring them to the church, that is all.
所以我们以教会为中心的生活方便我们
So a life centered around the church is convenient for us to preach the gospel.
有时候如果我们遇到这个信徒住离开教会很远的地方,
Sometimes we meet with believers who have lived very far away from church.
我们常常发现宣道最大的阻力就是距离。
Sometimes we feel that the greatest obstacle of preaching is the distance.
一个慕道朋友他还没有体验神之前, 怎么有可能开一个钟头去慕道呢?
Before a truth-seeking friend has experienced the grace of God, how is it possible that they would drive 1 hour to seek the truth?
这是距离的因素。
This is the factor of distance.
第二个是时间。
Secondly is the time.
我怎么有时间, 一个钟头去, 再花2个钟头在那里, 再开回来1个钟头呢?
How can I spend 1 hour driving there, spend 1 hour there, and then drive another hour back?
所以当我们离开教会很近, 我们这个 困难因素就减少。
Therefore, when we are living around the church, then we will take away this great obstacle about distance and time.
有时候我们觉得不可能的人, 有时候反而很容易信。
Sometimes those people that we deem as impossible to believe, those are the ones that would believe.
有的时候我们觉得这个人应该很容易信, 反而很难。
Oftentimes we feel that this person should be easy for them to believe, and yet it's very hard.
只有神才知道。
Only God would know.
所以 我们看到, 有一些信徒很热心在带慕道朋友，这确实是很好的榜样。
So it is truly a good example to see a lot of our members bringing truth-seeking friends to come to church.
旧约时代啊, 神告诉他们要设立6个逃城。
In the Old Testament, God instructed them to establish 6 cities of refuge.
就是凡是误杀人的、有罪的，进到那个陶城，他就可以赦免。
Those that have mistakenly killed others, can depart into that cities of refuge.
今天教会就是等于陶城。
Today, the church is our city of refuge.
我们进到教会，我们的罪就可以借着神的恩典得到解决。
When we enter into the church, our sins will be taken care of by the Lord Jesus.
所以，我们以教会为中心，方便我们的宣道。
So our life that is centered around the church would make it easy for us to preach the gospel.
第四个呢
？Fourthly,
如果我们以教会为中心，这个方便我们侍奉。
If we live a life centered around the church, then it is easier for us to live a life of servitude.
我们来看罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God.Which is your reasonable service?
这个说，最后一句说，你们如此侍奉是理所当然。
In this way you serve, the last part says, which is your reasonable service.
那第一章在十一章讲什么
？What is it talking about in chapter 11?
讲神的爱。
It's talking about the love of God.
神的爱怎么进到我们里面
？How is the love of God entering into our lives?
就是借着耶稣的宝血。
It is through the precious blood of Lord Jesus.
我们相信接受洗礼就被称作义人。
Once we believe and we receive baptism and we are justified.
这是白白神的恩典。
It is a free gift from God.
所以用十一章讲神的爱。
So Romans in verse 11 it talks about the love of God.
那十二章就讲那我们怎么回报神的爱。
And chapter 12 it tells us how we can repay God.
所以第一节就讲要侍奉。
Therefore, in verse 1, it says we have to serve God.
所以侍奉就是我们回报神的爱的方法。
To serve God is to repay the love of God.
在世界上，我们对人的服务都有一个报偿。
In the world, all our service to others will be compensated.
但是在教会，我们都是义工。
But in the church, we voluntarily do all these.
为什么
？Why?
因为我们已经得到钱买不到的。
Because we have received that which cannot be bought by money.
就是救恩。
Which is salvation.
所以我们现在是在偿还我们从神得来的债。
So now we are only repaying the debt that has been cleared by God.
所以要把身体当作活祭，这样来侍奉神。
Therefore, we have to present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
这是神所喜悦的。
This is acceptable to God.
那这个第一节讲完了。
After verse 1,
那到了第四节。
Then we come to verse 4.
请读。
Verse 4, for as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function.
第五节。
Verse 5, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another.
这个地方讲一个身体就是有好多肢体。
Here it talks about one body with many members.
但不都是一样的用途。
But not everyone has the same function.
所以每一个身体都有它的功用。
So every part of the body has their own function.
那这个功用不是要互相比较。
This function is not to compare with one another.
脚我可以走，手你可以走吗
？Oh, my foot can walk. Can you as a hand walk too?
手我可以提100斤，脚你可以做吗
？My hand can lift 100 pounds.You as a leg, can you do that?
不是互相比较。
We are not comparing with one another.
是互相搭配。
But we are supplementing one another.
脚走到那里，手把东西拿起来。
When you walk there, I will lift up this thing.
然后走到另外一个地方，手把东西放下去。
Then I will walk to another place and I will put this thing down.
叫互相搭配，把工作做好。
So we are complementing one another to complete the task.
所以我们每一个人在教会需要了解。我在这个教会，神要我做什么
？So every one of us have to identify what is it that the Lord wants us to do in this church.
既然身体每一部分都有功用
，Since individual members of this body will have their own function.
我们每一个人要了解神要我在这个教会做什么。
Every one of us then should realize what is our role in this church.
所以圣工不要推得一干二净。
So do not drive away all types of sacred work.
如果圣工推得一干二净，等于说我在这个身体已经没有功用了。
If you do that, then you're claiming that you are not of any use in this body.
那万一发生什么大事情，请教会祷告，祷告到神那里，神说，这个留在地上也没有作用啊。
If anything happens to you, your name is in the request list, prayer list of the church, and God will say, this person is of no use on the earth.
那如果留在地上没有作用，就回去吧，回天国。
If you are of no use on the earth, then perhaps you should go back, go to heaven.
所以腓立比书里面，保罗说，我在两难之间。
Therefore, in the book of Philippians, Paul said, I am in the two difficulties.
他在监牢里面说，我死好还是活好？
In the prison, he said, is it better for me to live or die?
这个可能不会发生在我们身上的。
Perhaps this will never happen to us.
死马上跟主耶稣在一起，好得无比。
If I die, I will be reconciled together with God, and it is far beyond any measure.
活着，神要还有工作给我做。
But if I'm alive, I still have a lot of tasks to do.
叫众圣徒的信心又长进又喜乐。
So that all the faith of the members will grow and be full of joy.
他一了解说还有工作可以做，他就说我不会死。
So he realized he knew that he still have some work to be doing, so he would not die.
因为神的工作还有。
Because there's still some work for him to do.
因此我们每一个人一定要想办法，不懂的话就祷告求神聊，让我们知道神要我在这个教会做什么。
So every one of us have to seek means and ways to find out and pray to God to find out what is our role in the church.
那有时候我们常常想我真的想不出来我能做什么。
Sometimes we tell ourselves, I really cannot think of my work in the church.
如果真的想不出来，还有一件事情可以做。
If you really cannot find your role in the church, then there is one more way.
这个是每一个人都可以做的。
This can be done with by anyone.
圣经里面记载一个女先知，路加福音第二章。
The Bible records of a prophetess recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2.
路加福音第二章。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 2.
36节。
Verse 36. Chapter 2, verse 36. Now there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity.
37节.
Verse 37. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day.
这里说她结婚七年。
Here it says that she was married for 7 years.
就变成寡妇。
And then she became a widow.
现在84岁。
Now she was 84 years old.
84岁又能做什么？
At 84 years old, what can she do?
这里说她不离开圣殿，昼夜禁食，侍奉神。
However, here it says that she did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day.
所以这个工作每一个都可以做。
So this task can be done by anyone.
祷告侍奉神。
Pray and serve God.
我们看到很多慕道朋友。
We see there are a lot of truth-seeking friends.
他有他们的需要，我们帮他祷告。
They have all their individual needs. We can pray for them.
我们看教会其他的信徒。
We can see all the other members of the church.
很多都有需要，需要人帮忙祷告。
A lot of them need our prayers because they need help.
那如果我们这样一个一个这样祷告。
If we continue to pray one by one for them,
你一个祷告到你觉得良心很放心了，再接下去另外一个。
You pray for one member until you feel that your conscience is clear, then you pray for the next member.
半个钟头一下就过去了。
Half an hour will surely sail by quickly.
那不会觉得说我已经十分钟了，没有什么可以祷告。
You will not say that, oh, 10 minutes have passed, I don't have anything else to say in my prayers.
如果你有很多代祷的事项，一个一个祷告，一下半个钟头就过去。
If you have a long prayer list, then you pray for them one by one. In a while, 30 minutes will pass by quickly.
所以当我们以教会为中心的时候，我们要来侍奉就很方便。
So when we put church as the center of our lives, then it is easier for us to serve God.
甚至我们在教会里面常也有看过这个父母带着小孩子来教会做圣工。
Even in the church, we often see parents bringing their children to work for God.
帮忙清扫地板，那小孩子就放在房间让他玩，两个就在那清扫。
Helping to clean the church, and they put the kids in one room, and then they both sweep the floor.
那也有这个父母带着小孩子去访问。
And there are parents who bring their children to visit.
当我们的生活是以神为中心，以教会为中心的时候
，When our lives are focused in the church,
有时候连我们整个家庭都可以一起侍奉。
Sometimes the whole family can come together to serve God.
这样子的家庭生活是非常有意义的。
Such is a beautiful family life.
所以我们要过一个侍奉的生活。
So we have to live a life of servitude.
那这样我们在教会里面变成一个教会的资产。
In this way, we will become an asset in the church.
哦，有一对夫妻啊，他在一个祈祷所里面。
There's a couple who was in a prayer house.
那个时候只觉得说，哎，他们夫妻两个好像很忙。
They often feel that they were very busy in that prayer house.
那后来那一对夫妻因为工作就搬走了。
Later on, that couple moved away due to work.
那在搬走的时候要找人来填补他们的工作。
Once they departed from that church, they were trying to refill their position in that church.
才发现那一对夫妻做了好多工作，找好几个人都不能补完。
Then they realized that many other works are performed by them, so much so that it is hard to fill their space.
哦，所以他们要离开的时候，大家都很怀念。
So when they were going to go, many people were longing for them.
因为确实在教会有美好的侍奉。
Because truly they have a beautiful servitude in the church.
成为教会的资产。
They were the assets of the church.
哦，所以我们要以会幕为中心。
So we have to encamp around the tabernacle.
啊，这样来过一个侍奉神的生活。
In this way, we live a life of servitude.
啊，这是非常好的。
This is very good.
啊，不同年龄有不同的侍奉。
Different age groups will have different servitude.
那最后一个就是来教会就是要宗教教育。
Finally, we come to church for religious education.
啊，我们常常一想到宗教教育，就说哦，那个是。青年小孩子的事情。
When we talk about religious education, we often say, "Oh, those are the things relating to the youths or the young children."
其实宗教教育也包括大人。
Actually, religious education involves the adults too.
因为我们现在这个讲道以主题式的讲道。
Because the sermons preached in the pulpit are mostly themed and based on topics.
就是被安排的人，他看圣灵怎么感动他，他就讲什么。
Which means that the speaker will come up and speak according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
这有它的好处。
This has its advantages.
能够适合教会当时的需要。
That it may be suitable for the people in that church.
但是这有它的不足。
But it is also having a need.
就是所有的这个讯息没有办法连接成为很有系统的教导。
That all the information cannot be systematically presented out.
那这个。成人的宗教教育，包括小孩子的宗教教育，它是有一个系统的。
So the religious education system of the adults and the children should have a systematic approach.
我们要把多久的时间，圣经主要的主题都教导一遍。
We should dedicate a period of time to talk about the topics of the Bible systematically.
那每一年要做什么
？Every year, what should we engage in?
每一季要做什么？
Every season, what are we up to?
每一个月要做什么？
And every month, what are we doing?
它变成它有一个次要的题目。
We will have secondary topics underlying it.
那这样啊，我们经过了几年的这个成人宗教教育，我们对信仰就有一个概念。
So after a few years of this adult religious education, we will have a firm understanding of the Word of God.
那我们的信仰就有根基。
Then our faith will be rooted.
就能够站立得稳。
Then we can be steadfast and firm.
而且能够有美好的侍奉。
Then we can have a beautiful servitude.
所以我们不但要带我们的小孩子来宗教教育。
Therefore, not only that we bring our children to the church for religious education.
我们本身也要来参加教会所计划的一些宗教教育。
We ourselves should be involved in the religious education that is set by the church.
这就是我们以教会为中心围着会幕安营带给我们信仰的好处。
These are the benefits that we can reap from putting church as the center of our lives and camping around the tabernacle.
到最后能够带领我们走完旷野路。
In the end, it will lead us to finish the journey in the wilderness.
能够进到牛奶与蜜那个地。
That we can enter into the land flowing with milk and honey.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
283首
283. If we count how much time we have until the next spiritual convocation,
我们大概还有四个月的时间。
We perhaps have about 4 months of time.
16个礼拜。
16 weeks.
非常的快。
Time will pass by so fast.
我们都希望能够有收割的喜乐。
We all want to have the joy of harvest.
但是我们需要流泪的撒种。
However, we need to sow in tears.
我们每一个人要自觉神托付我们的使命。
Every one of us should be realizing the commission that is set for us.
带慕道者，然后为圣工来祷告。
Bring truth seekers and to pray for the sacred work.
我们的侍奉会感动神。
Our servitude will touch the heart of God.
所以在我们做不到的地方，神会补足。
So in those areas that we cannot accomplish, God will do it.
因为我们是无用的仆人。
Because we are but useless servants.
真的能够成就一切，是我们天上的神。
Everything that we can accomplish is in the hands of God.
所以我们做完了一切工作, 我们只能够恳求神的怜悯。
After we have finished our work, we can only ask for God's mercy.
使我们做的工作有果效。
So that our job, our work will be effective.
我们最后要一起来祷告。
Finally, we will pray.
我们为着我们厄万教会的圣工祷告。
We will pray for the sacred work in Irvine Church.
求主带领祝福。
May the Lord continue to guide and bless.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let us pray.